The refurbished Statue of Liberty has dominated the 4th of July festivities this weekend, but work on the statue may be small-scale compared to the project to restore Ellis Island, the historic entryway for 12 million immigrants to the United States. Scaffolding covers the main building on the island now, and work will continue for the next 6 years to restore the Great Hall to its original early 20th century appearance. Even in the first stages of renovation, though, workers have made some grand discoveries which enhance our knowledge of Ellis Island's history and prehistory. NPR's Mike Schuster has a report.
Abandoned for more than 30 years, the Great Hall on Ellis Island has suffered the onslaught of the weather in New York Harbor, absorbing the moist sea air baking in the hot summer sun. When the reconstruction of Ellis Island began, one of the first jobs was to dry out the buildings. So for a year, says Michael Adlerstein of the National Park Service, portable furnaces blew warm, dry air throughout. And then, says Adlerstein, something marvelously unexpected happened.
During that year, as we watched, paint layers were falling off the walls from being dried out, and graffiti was appearing. And this was the graffiti that was put on by the immigrants back 80 years ago that was covered over by subsequent layers of paint.
In fact, the main building on Ellis Island was covered with graffiti. In the dormitories, on the wooden sills, on the marble bathroom partitions, on iron doors, hundreds of square feet of writing, scrawlings, drawings, in pencil and chalk, etched in marble and plaster by knife, in 14 different languages, from Arabic and French to Greek and obscure dialects of Armenian. The marks, elaborate and simple, of people at what was probably the most important turning point of their lives.
Just the first emotion that comes out is sort of a feeling of sadness, because none of the graffiti is happy. A lot of it is just that they're sad to be here. Well, if anybody was here long enough to really write the graffiti, where people were being detained and they didn't know why they were being stuck here. They wanted to just get going.
Beth Leahy Fox of the architectural firm of Beyer, Blinder & Bell is helping to protect the graffiti while the extensive construction at Ellis proceeds. Most immigrants spent very little time on Ellis, as they were healthy and meeting relatives already in America. But hundreds of thousands were held while the authorities discussed their cases, uncertain and confused about the course of their lives. One poem left in Chinese that has been translated reads in part, "Lucky just to arrive in flowery flag country, I expected peace with no worries. Who knew immigration guards would detain us, left locked up without a reason? How can we change these harsh laws?"
Yes, Ellis always had this ambivalent character of being the Isle of Hope and the Isle of Tears. The immigrants would come over, of course, very hopeful. They were going to start a new life. It's one of the great changes of their entire lifetime would be to change countries.
One of the Chinese pieces, it was really an open letter to immigrants who may be following him, and he's telling other people, don't be afraid, you'll be okay, you'll get out of here eventually. It's almost like a letter of comfort.
The Greek poem that was written, which talks about a mixture of longing for his homeland, for his home village, and as well as a great excitement about entering into this new country, and sort of an anxiety about being stuck in the doorway.
Of course, much of the graffiti is more mundane, names, dates. There are some drawings of ships and boats, of Italian policemen, of animals. Some immigrants left their mark by tracing their hand, leaving a name and a date. Some drawings, says Beth Fox, are quite elaborate and beautiful.
There's an idea of some of the portraits found on the marble partitions, a woman's face with a hat and a large feather coming out of it.
One phrase written on a men's room wall, "Women make men suffer because they are venomous and loose and don't look after their husbands." And as you might expect, researchers have also found messages of an earthier tone.
Yeah, we had some rather graphic depictions of what these people thought were interesting to do with each other.
The graffiti at Ellis Island is being photographed and documented, sent out for translation, which is proving difficult. Some of it will be left where it is. Much of it will be extracted from the walls and eventually placed in a museum on the island. The restorers of Ellis, like Beth Fox, believe it should remain as an intimate glimpse into the life of the building and of those millions who passed through.
It's really the most personal form of understanding what the immigrants were going through, because they were writing it at the time they were feeling it, and they wanted to leave their mark and they wanted it to be known.
There has been another discovery on Ellis Island, one that takes the modern-day visitor even further back. Archaeologists keeping watch on the excavation of the basement of the Great Hall have discovered the remains of two humans. The discovery was made as researchers sifted through a thick layer of oyster shells that they found below the foundation of the building. John Poussin, the project's chief archaeologist, says the shells were the garbage, actually, left by Indians who spent time on the island before the settlers arrived.
The shell accumulated during prehistoric use of the island over a period perhaps of 1,000 years, pre-1600. They go back to, oh, perhaps the Middle Woodland period, which would be about 180
Cusan believes the bones and skull fragments that were found date back to about 1300. He says a branch of the Delaware Indians known as the Munsee probably visited the island in spring and summer.
They were here for a few days to a few weeks at a time, primarily to fish, to collect the oyster. The technique for preserving oysters at that time was to sun dry them. So they could have built racks on the island here and laid the shucked oysters out to dry in the sun.
The discoveries on Ellis Island of both recent and ancient vintage have already made the Ellis Island reconstruction something more than many working on it expected. It's said that half of all Americans can trace their lineage to someone who came to this country through Ellis Island. And many who are working on the project, like Michael Adlerstein, keep that connection in mind.
I am a son of an immigrant. My mother did immigrate through Ellis Island at the age of one. As I work on the job, I think sometimes of how my grandparents probably felt having walked through the building as an outsider, as a greenhorn, coming in and now having my own work on this project sort of as an insider, bringing back that piece of our past.
The work on the Great Hall at Ellis Island is expected to be completed in 2 years, and the whole island will be renovated in time for the centennial of the immigrant station there in 1992. This is Mike Schuster in New York.